All right, guys, welcome to this D&D session. I'm Wolf, the DM. We're going to go down one at a time who each of you are.
I am Uzu, the barbarian of our group, Dragonborn.
I'm Rob, and I'm playing Gray is my character. Warlock.
All right. Ian, playing as a half-elf bard.
And I'm Marcel. I play a varret human sorcerer named Melchior.
I'm Brennan, or Owl. I'm playing an ASMR cleric named X.
We're going to be picking on the human. It's going to happen. If we're all at it, we're gonna be picking on the human.
Crap.
Okay. So there's something I need to explain before we get started.
Oh boy, is it about the magic?
Yes, it is. How did
Ooh
you know?
Boy. Because you keep saying stuff about magic.
Magic in this has received. You will all be using percentage. Sanity.
Oh god.
Yeah. So, whenever you cast a spell, use a spell slot, or any form of magic, whether it uses a spell slot or not, you will roll a d20. I, as the DM, will then roll 1d10 and 1 percentile dice to determine how much you lost or how much you gained. When you go insane, you drop below 35%, you're insane, or 35%, you get +5 to attack and damage for your magic, but you cannot distinguish between friend or foe. So, you will, if you are insane, you will roll a d20. That will determine what you hit. Then you will roll your attack. And then I will tell you what happened.
So what you're telling me is that the sorcerer is going to go insane.
You're telling us that we're going to die within the first few minutes of this campaign, huh?
Everything burns.
So spamming magic is kind of a bad idea.
You mean great idea.
Proceeds to do it anyways.
That's the best idea.
I'm going to spam the light cantrip once I spawn.
Also, one of the other things, too, about this...
We're gonna die. Jesus.
Everyone's gonna die. That's the one I mentioned. What the heck, dude? This is gonna be worse than what I've already went through already previous. Okay, this is gonna be worse.
Once a player hits 0% sanity, the team can discuss on killing that player.
Ooh, me likey.
Which can lead. But here's the other thing: if your wards catch you killing them, they can mark you as a traitor and kill you. If the wards decide that you've gone too crazy, they can have you killed.
Okay, wait. Who's everyone in our party? Who can use magic?
I use magic. Everyone but you.
Yo, what's up?
So, does that mean I have to parent all of you? Jesus.
Welcome
no, it
to
just
that.
Means you're going
to
be the target of all of the TPK. Like, all of the in-party attacks is going to be targeted at you because you don't have magic.
It's literally, like, this is... I just hope I get to level 8 soon, because that way I can fly away from your magic, because fuck that. I don't want to die.
Too late.
All right.
Reap what you sow, guys. Reap what you sow.
So, don't be spamming magic. That's the key here.
They're gonna do it anyways.
Yeah, that's the crux of being a spellcaster. We use magic.
This is supposed to balance, so that way you have to use melee.
Heck no, that sounds like Pathfinder all over again. God. That's what I just
told you. I was gonna try and balance not it. Alright, so with that, we're going to get into chapter one. Welcome. Because I couldn't think of a better chapter name.
Huh. What? How beautiful.
You say you say we wake up in a dark room. Why not the awakening? Come on, Wolfie. Think.
Yeah. How about winter, okay?
I didn't want to think.
I had enough to think about just preparing this whole thing. Don't make me name it, too.
Yes.
Okay, you had me on that.
Name it. Enjoy. I enjoy that suffering.
You wake up in a completely black room. You don't remember a thing, but your name.
I cast
your
light.
Roll me a d20.
Dang it.
11.
Okay.
I have cast light.
I can see. I guess.
So you gain 81, but you can't have higher than 100%.
Do I start with 100?
Yes.
Can I? Are you sure I can't have 181? Just be so sane.
No, you cannot.
Dang it. You can't pull a joker then. Dang it.
You can have negative, but you can't have positive.
Can it roll over like Gandhi? Like the Gandhi thing in Civ?
Oh my god.
No. I'm gonna put the boss on that and say no. Now that there's light, you notice that there's a bunch of other people in there. And those of you with dark vision could have seen because it was non-magical dark.
Oh, well, I have dark vision. It's just
I have dark vision. I have 60 feet dark vision, bro.
So now that you blinded,
thank God I can see now. Fucking hey, man! I'll be stumbling in the dark.
The
man.
Room has large granite slabs which you've been laying on.
Oh, what the fuck?
What?
You realize that there are several of you in this room.
Okay, wait. You said we don't have gear. Are we just naked?
Please,
you
no.
You have underwear on.
Oh, okay. Damn! I was hoping my big dragon.
You're
dick
pulling
was just
Skyrim on
around.
Us.
You know, yes, just like, damn.
You realize that there are, okay, hold up. Those of you who wish to examine the room can't seem to find the walls, as the room seems to be massive. You hear someone call out. Out. The first one. And I have dark vision. Does anyone else have this?
Yeah, I have dark vision. Dark vision to 60 feet.
Same.
I have also have dark vision, I think.
Everyone just has dark vision.
I don't have dark vision.
Except the human.
The human
and the
see. You cannot see. You see 60 feet and then it's just black. That's it.
How big is this room?
This room is huge.
Can I, a third? Is there, a pebble or something on the ground?
No. Heck no, don't touch
okay.
me.
Completely smooth ground.
Oh, I was gonna grab that and cast light on it and eat it. Because currently I've just cast light on myself, so I'm just glowing.
Yeah.
And I can just see this.
There's just 30 feet around me that is just light because I'm just glowing.
Can I see this? Is my human eyes?
You can see him glowing.
I imagine, yeah, you can see a 6-foot tall glowing ASMR. Oh. Yeah.
Hopefully it's not one of the sparkling vampire thingies I've heard about.
So,
dang, those so as, thing. God.
So
dang.
as you guys are discussing this, all of a sudden, from the far north end, there's a door that opens and bright light just floods in.
Cover my eyes.
I cancel the light cantrip then.
Who the fuck is messing with my nap?
Freaking dragged my ass here, mother.
There is a figure standing in the doorway. You can't make it out what it is, and you hear a female but stern voice say, "Come," and then the figure turns and walks away.
What if I don't want to?
Where?
I definitely don't want to.
Question mark.
Yeah, creepy dark room, and then you just disappear. I'm not coming with you.
I'll go because I'm not stupid. This, I'd rather not be in this dark damn room, so I'm leaving. Forget this. I'm out. I walk out, following behind whatever her name is.
As you walk out, people are starting to pour out with you. And you
wait, is it more than just us?
Yeah, there's thousands of people in there.
Oh, Jesus, you never explained that. Or I guess I didn't hear it. Oh, boy.
Well, I was going to, but then you guys started arguing amongst yourselves. So I was like, I'm just going to let you argue.
Someone went ahead and casted light immediately before you could explain anything.
I mean, hey, he said cast magic and you go insane. I saw an opportunity to go insane right away.
Surprisingly, you did it, which is surprising. If you had rolled something lower, you would have been a negative 81 and you would have gone insane.
I mean, it's a 50-50 on if you get a negative or a positive, so I'm assuming.
It's a 1 in 4.
Oh, it is? I thought it was like over 10 and under 10.
Why don't you roll a d4 then?
Yeah, it's a 1 in 4.
Alright. Peeking through the veil here. If you roll a 20, you gain double insanity. If you roll a 1, you gain negative insanity.
Oh, okay.
Double negative insanity. So that's why the thing
is
there.
So you can crit.
Yeah.
So what you're telling me is I can critically go insane.
Yes.
From casting the light cantrip.
Find out accidentally.
It would have been funny, but I just... All right, anyways. So, Marcel, your character enters a very lit room. The floor is smooth black obsidian. Like, glass.
Yeah, I'm covering my eyes. Is it okay if I cover my eyes because I'm in a bright-ass light and being in a dark room?
Oh, no, it actually isn't painful whatsoever for you.
Oh, okay, cool.
So then the walls and the ceiling seem to be some kind of black cement that's like magically put together.
Huh.
There are magic lights floating around the room above you to illuminate the area.
Neat.
Then at the farthest point from where you've entered, there is a white marble stage.
Okay.
And the female figure that you saw earlier is a female tiefling now standing on this platform. Behind her is a male elf. And then in front of the platform, there are two heavily armed half-orcs standing side by side with a box in between them.
Crap. I don't have any money. Dang it.
I like how that's where you go. But that's not where it's going. I'm sorry.
Dang it!
Wait. There's people through that door? All right. Maybe I'll go too. I want some answers.
Yeah, you should have went the first friggin' 5 minutes. Dang. Should have followed behind you.
I'm going to follow him just because there's nothing else to do in the room.
Yeah, unless you want to be the rest of the people in there, whoever, how many is in there.
I'm going to just look around. Just wander immediately away.
Roll a d20.
Me?
Yes.
Please.
20. Natural 20. I got a natural 20.
You find nothing.
Ah!
The room is just a black room. Nothing except granite slabs.
I wonder if she's going to give me a private lap dance. That'd be awesome.
Since most of you have exited now, the tiefling begins to speak. Greetings. Welcome to the game of Kingmakers. You will draw lots to decide your teams. But I digress. First, you have been selected by the fates themselves. Second, each of you will be in teams. Your goal in the game is to collect villages, towns under the future kings and queens that have been chosen by, chosen for you by the fates.
Question. Does it matter what the state of the village or city or whatever is it in? You know, does it really matter, count? Because, you know, just in case, you know, stuff happens.
She just glares at you.
I stick my hand up like I'm wanting to ask a question.
If you choose not to partake in this game, the land of Mass Grave has an open spot for you.
My hand goes down.
Where is that open spot? Question mark. I would like to know. Can I build a
home?
They
just kill you.
There's a very key thing in there. Mass grave. I think you overlooked that part.
I think they did too.
Not me. I knew it was like, yeah.
Now, when you say grave, do you mean in the literal sense, as in a grave, or do you mean grave as in the feeling?
Can you?
I'd like to know.
The gods, the devils will be watching, betting, and aiding you as they see fit.
Oh, goody. No.
Something so wait, you're telling us we're doing like this for God's amusement?
Something with hunger and choosing people to like to be tributes or some weird like that. I didn't read crap like that. I don't know, stupid fiction. Whatever.
The ones who lose will die. Those who win will they'll be granted everything they will ever want. There are thousands of teams. This is one of our mini barracks. Home of the eagle, the hawk, bear, beetle, fox, elk, and the wolf.
Now, well, I wonder which one we're going in.
What the fuck?
Wolfie and Wolfie. I wonder which one we're going in.
Can we do fox? Can we do fox? Fox. Fox. Fox.
Yeah, wait, can we owned by something.
Can we choose dragon now instead? Can I do dragon? Can that be one?
Dragon is in another barrack, she yells.
Then let me be part of that one.
Can I be a phoenix? That'd be awesome. Come back.
How are these lots drawn then?
The two half-orcs standing in front gesture to the box by their side.
I walk up and I reach into the box.
I'll do the same right after him.
I want to ask, are you going to give us some stuff? Because we're kind of zen everything currently, you know?
Your handler will explain this once you have all drawn your lots.
Okay.
Okay, well, I have a question.
Yeah.
So, to tell if these guys are, like, gods, because I'm not quite sure right now, what would I roll?
I would say a religion check.
Okay, I'm gonna do that then to see if this tiefling is, like, a god or something.
Okay. Can I roll one, too?
My religion yeah stat.
Sure. Everyone can roll for this.
11!
I got 8!
Here, I'm rolling too. Why not?
They're not?
Better to do.
Okay.
No.
So, are you gonna choose to share information?
17!
All you guys who made that check, the check was 5. They're not gods.
Oh, okay.
They're clearly
it's
human.
5.
Or they're clearly humanoid.
Yeah, I'm the time only to one kill here he notices when the other people in the room. It's like, why am I the only human here? What the?
It was Marcel and Ian who drew lots, right?
I did.
I did too.
Yeah. Okay. I get to.
I'll draw one. Dragon.
All four of you have all of you have driven this ball and it's got a wolf on it.
Oh wow. Who could
son
have
of a dragon! I want a dragon!
Dang it!
Punches something.
I'm gonna be hungry like a wolf now. Great.
Wolfie punches something.
So as as you guys are doing this, and this orderly line has started to form, this elf girl goes up, and she starts yelling at the guards and the tiefling. She literally is just, like, getting up into their face, saying, screw this. I don't want to play this game. Why can't I remember anything?
I'm going to go up to her, and I'm gonna put my arm around her, and I'm going to say, Miss, this isn't the time or the place. They have us heavily overpowered. You should really think again.
She bats away your hand, and she continues her tirade. One of the half-orcs looks up at the tiefling. The tiefling nods. And
they're gonna kill her ass. Oh well, nice knowing you. Bye.
In a flash movement, you don't even see this happening.
Bye, Felicia.
She still has this. She stops moving. She still has this look on her face of like she wants a bone to pick, and she just kind of splits in half. over. So it's bleeding on the ground.
And I didn't even get a persuasion check.
I'm just gonna, can I go up to the tiefling, show her the, like, ball with the wolf on it, and be like, where do I go?
The half-orcs stop you.
I'm just, like, yelling it really loudly.
Like,
you didn't explain this very well.
I will tell you in a minute. Everyone must draw their lots first.
Starts counting.
God.
Starts counting.
Two more half-orcs come almost out of the walls, and they grab the one half of the body each, and they start dragging it away.
Well, at least I guess somebody got a free meal out of it. Whatever it was.
The Tiefling Ren then says, well, continue drawing lots, or do you not want to play?
I just want to know where to go.
Yeah, everyone, I already did mine, so I don't really... It's like...
Everyone continues. Wilmer, are you going to draw your lot?
Yes.
Alright, so Wilmer is the last dragon. Person to draw his
dragon. Lot. Dragon. Dragon.
He gets a wolf.
Dragon. Son of a bitch!
See, punches Elfie, the this ground. Would be a lot better.
Punches
it's like
the ground.
You actually at least roll the dice for it.
Punches the ground. Wolfie punches. Let me punch the ground. I want to roll.
Okay, punch the ground. Roll me a 30.
Fuck! 11! 30. God damn it. Wait, actually, wait. What's my spray model? 16! God damn it.
If you miss the ground, then why are you here?
The armor class was so high that he couldn't do anything to it in the first place.
Oh, I was like, does he at least hit it?
Like, I'm stifling his laughter, just like when it kind of...
Like, his hand... his hand hits it, and it just kind of bounces off.
I was like, it's going to be embarrassing if he just doesn't hit it.
He didn't miss it, per se, but he didn't hurt it. Now that everyone has drawn their lots, before I release you into your elven handlers, there are a few rules. You're not allowed to fight each other. If candidates meet on the field of battle, you are not to interfere. You may only watch and pray they do not die.
My hand goes up again.
You cannot fight wars for them. Your job is to protect, guide, and gather intelligence, making their lives easier.
Lame.
Look for the flag that your elf handler is holding. It will have the symbol that you have drawn.
Okay, I'm just gonna ask my question then to her. So I'm like, I say, you said we get towns, but we're not allowed to, like, fight each other. Can I, like, burn somebody else's town to the ground if I want?
Yeah, that's what I was questioning about, the same thing. Like,
We're burning
or
something?
Or is that, like, a no-no?
We're burning something?
She ponders you for a minute, just kind of looking. And then she says, it depends on what missions your ward sends you on.
I mean, what if she what if I just want to do it, though? And then I do.
Dang, you and I are in the same wavelength. Dang.
She turns around and just walks away.
You didn't answer my question.
Never mind, friends. Let's just find this person with the right banner.
So, yeah, yeah.
We can do more when we have more information.
So, as you look around, you start noticing all of the elves for each of the teams. They all have these poles with a T-cross bar with symbols on them. What's shocking, though, is every elf there, they're all female, and they're all the same.
Wait.
Ah, Nurse Jenny.
Or, Nurse Joy.
Oh, yeah, that's it. I haven't watched Pokemon in so long, so.
I don't know either. I just remember
that one. On top of my head. Joy. I knew it started with a J.
Yeah, that's the police woman.
I think it's police officer Jenny.
This has just devolved. All the Jennies look the same as well. That was the other thing. Anyways, yeah, so they all have jet black hair and soft elvish feminine features. But they're wearing heavily makeup, blush, contouring, lipstick, eyeliner, eyeshadow.
Can I determine by looking what our personal handler's class and level is?
Roll me a perception.
Perception. Yeah, there we go. 13.
She is she is level 20 and she's a rogue.
Interesting.
What are they wearing?
They're wearing kind of just this light elven gown.
Okay, so they're not wearing armor or anything?
No, they're not wearing armor or anything. But neither are you currently.
I mean, that's true. We're basically just in underwear.
A regular soft.
So, I'm guessing you guys find the one with the wolf banner on it?
I go to the one with the bear.
Looks for the one with the dragon.
Say nothing.
I go to the wolf.
I'm looking for the dragon.
There is no dragon. And everyone can clearly see it. The male elf who was behind the tiefling, Brendan, he shoves you towards yours.
Yeah, I'm just standing there already, just standing there, not saying jack, just holding his arms, like shaking his head. It's like whatever.
So now, once you guys have all gathered. To get past this cutscene has just been a pain. The handler looks at all of you and goes, "My name's Jess. Come." And she turns on her heels and walks down a hallway.
Well, you're not very nice.
I'm going to walk behind and just slightly beside her.
I just walk behind her because I don't trust her.
I'm going to walk behind her and admire her figure.
Roll me a stealth check.
Nine. Where is it? Nine.
Stop looking at me.
Son of a bitch!
Serves you right, man. Serves you right.
So, as we walk, I'm going to ask this, Jess. Tell me, how were these great games organized?
I do not know. I have very, very little information. When you meet your patron god, the wolf, you will know. She will know more.
Patron, I already have a patron god, so that doesn't really work for me.
I don't believe in gods.
I'm agnostic, so no thank you. No gods for me, thank you.
I wonder about
gods. So, as you walk, she points out this room, which has a small kitchen and a dining area. This is where you'll come to eat. Other teams are not allowed down this hall, even if you invite them, so don't. Shortly after that, you pass a vault door with two more orc paladins standing guard. All right, your valuables will be stored here. She keeps walking as she gestures to it. And then, finally, you come to the second to last room. She stops by it, and an elf comes out, and she hands the banner to him. And she turns to you guys and goes, "This is your armory. It's empty now. Try to fill it."
What do you want us to fight with?
Too easy.
What are we meant to fill it from?
On your adventures, you will collect gear. If you have any spare gear, it will be stored here for safekeeping for you.
What about, like, the basics, like clothes? Where do we get those?
They are in your room, which is up just ahead next to the map.
I walk past there and straight to the room.
I'm going to go in there. I want to get
right behind you. And then she says, this is your barracks. Each pack has your gear in them. Your name is on the bed, magically enhanced on the bed.
Wait, she's following, like, right. How close behind me?
She's a good 3 feet behind you.
Dang it, if she was right behind me, I was going to break check her.
Okay. So their beds and their bunk beds, they're very military styled. They have itchy wool blankets on them. And then behind that is a map and a crystal. That takes up to the wall. Oh, well, she then turns to you. Where is it? Grab your gear. Meet the map. Your candidate needs your help now.
Okay.
I immediately go into my bag and grab my holy symbol and put it around my neck.
I'm jumping into my travel clothes. Grab my rapier. Grab my instrument. Wait, this isn't a lute. What is this? This only has 6 strings.
I'm gonna grab my great axe and my 2-hand axes.
I just start praying.
Put on your armor,
sir. What kind of armor do we have?
Huh?
The starting right.
Okay.
So, can I try to pray to my god and see if I can feel the connection, even though we're in this weird plane or whatever?
Yes, you can feel the connection.
Yeah, okay, put on my clothing, I guess, and grab my quarterstaff and my 2 daggers, and I put them on.
And my
do the same as everyone else, just put my stuff on.
Yeah. Get my studded armor on, get all my weapons.
Yep. Take all my muscle stuff.
Dagger.
Yeah. My backpack and all that other stuff I need. You know, just whatever.
Okay, I'm gonna go up to the map and see what she was talking about. Our candidate needs help.
I will join.
Okay, continue.
Hmm?
What'd you say? Sorry, I didn't catch it.
I'm gonna follow with the rest and just do whatever.
She looks at the other guys and says, "Please hurry."
I follow along begrudgingly.
you just don't want to be part of the wolf, do you?
I want to be a dragon!
You are a dragon.
You are a dragon. Shut up.
Let me be part of the dragon group.
Yeah. Well, you're not alone-ish. I sort of... And showing that I have a little bit of, like, dragon scales on my body, kind of weird for a human to have some, like... Let me see. What is it?
Okay. Once you've all gathered... she points to the map. You're looking for someone with the mark of the wolf on their forehead in the region of Ragnarok. This region are simple tribes, plagued by the wilds themselves. So I can't give you any intel on what you may find. You will be automatically teleported or close to the tribe that has given birth to the humanoid with the mark of the wolf. Now hurry. She points to the teleportation crystal to the right of the map.
How old is this person?
Go and throw the teleporter.
I'm 453. Any more stupid questions?
No, the candidate. The candidate. I was talking about the candidate.
No clue.
I go through the crystal, or touch the crystal, or whatever.
Yeah, I already did that already. So, I'm gone.
Alright.
I don't even care. I'm like, no.
I go to you.
Done.
Hello.
I'm just like, dumb.
I go after telling... her to meet me tonight.
Oh, God. Not happening.
God. Yeah.
Son of a...
Yeah, I figured they're not gonna...
Alright, so now you find yourself in a forest. You're standing on a forest path. The path runs north to south. It's very well traveled, and 100 meters north of you, you see a village, and it's on fire, and smoke rises from the village.
Huh. I start running towards
it. Get our job for us. All right. Problem solved.
I like dead sprint towards it.
As you approach, men and women are throwing dirt onto the fire, trying to put them out. One of the men... he notices you and quickly examines. His jaw drops. He turns around and starts yelling, Kingmakers of the Wolf! Kingmakers of the Wolf! And he just smads at sprints to the center of town screaming this.
I'm going to try and grab him. God.
Okay.
I look around.
Roll me a constitution check.
Constitution check. Check one moment. Come on, home. There we go. Constitution check. Oh, here we go. 17.
You get really close to him, and he like finds a second gear and just takes off.
Okay, I'm gonna try and cast the spell Friends on him while I'm close.
God.
Okay.
This is gonna go so badly.
So this is a cantrip, right?
Yep. Still counts as magic, so you do have to roll for sanity.
Okay, but it's telling me that I have used all my spell slots? What the heck?
What's telling you that you've used all your spell slots?
I'm using the Ultimate Guide to Dungeons & Dragons.
Oh, okay. That's weird.
Is there a rest button on this thing?
Should be.
D&D Beyond is better, not sponsored.
Okay, whatever. I'm going to find it in the spells list and I'll get to you in a moment.
What was the spell called?
Friends.
The cantrip. Yeah, I'll look it up. Hold on a second.
Friends is a cantrip?
I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, for a bard it is, yeah.
Oh.
Here we go. You have advantage on all charisma checks directed at one creature of your choice for the duration. When the spell ends, the creature knows it was magically manipulated and becomes hostile toward you.
Ah, oh, dang it.
Okay.
So I get my instrument together and bring, bring, hey, just relax. We're okay. We're here to help.
The man yells back, I'm getting the chief!
Okay.
And tell him we're here to help. On. and then something, people are stopping what they're doing to look at you. And now they're crowding around, and you're surrounded now by these people.
I'm just gonna start yelling. Don't ignore the fire. Put out the fire.
And
yeah,
they
you don't
start,
want the place to burn down. You should.
They
focus
start
on that,
begging you for help. You can't really tell why. You make out the word goblin and a bunch of other stuff. There's just too many people talking all at once.
I look at one person. I just point at them and I go, "Where are the goblins?"
He answers you, but it's incoherent because everyone's in a panic.
Okay. I'm going to step up on a box or a stump or something handy, and I'm going to go, silence, please! One at a time!
They just get louder and louder. Portly man comes out of like what looks to be the town hall all the way at the far end. Followed by the guy who told you he was getting the chief, and he comes running up, and he's very portly, like he's 200 pounds, and he's like 5'5". He kind of looks like the Sultan from Aladdin.
Okay.
Yeah. So he comes running up, and he's like, "Good people, good people, please." Please do not disrupt our friends. Please disperse. Please disperse. We must. Let's put out the fire first. I will talk to them. They seem to listen to him immediately, and his people disperse. And he comes up to you guys, and he shakes each one of your hands. I am so sorry for my people. Things have gone wrong. Very wrong.
Oh, that's quite all right.
Chief, I am Elder Chief Ati.
Chief Ati.
Allow me to explain.
We are more than pleased to meet you. Yes, please.
We were attacked by goblins. They have taken all of our children, including my grandson. The one marked of the wolf.
Oh, God. How old is he?
Right now, I would say that he is 6 to 7.
Do you know what direction did they head off to? Do you know where?
They had a fucking kid to make king. Oh, God.
And I always had that belief, no gods, no.
They went off into the old ruins to the west. This is the last time the Wolf Clan was about to win the king's game. And the octopus took it from us. This is the ruins of one of that great war.
Octopus?
He points to... Yes, that's one of the teams. The octopus.
Okay, I thought it was... Never mind, that's something... Never mind. That's... I hit some...
just follow the path. You cannot miss it, my friends.
I immediately start heading that way, muttering about children and making them king.
There is also 100 gold reward for you.
That's what matters.
That doesn't help with making a 6-year-old a king. And I just keep walking.
Yeah, I'm falling behind him, saying, "This is bullcrap, man. This is bullcrap."
I'll follow, and I'll. Very loudly and publicly shout, "My friends, the noble deed awaits. We have been given a grand commission," and I'll be cursing under my breath at the same time.
Yeah, commission of save a freaking 5-year-old. Yay!
I just, while we're walking, like, after I'm done muttering, I just start praying to Talos for, like, guidance because I'm gonna need it. Because, oh boy.
You hear a thunder all of a sudden.
Ah. Spoopy.
And you hear a voice, a booming voice. This is the only time you will see him as a child.
Okay.
That was just for you. No one else heard it.
Okay, I was just making sure of that. Oh boy. Okay. Okay.
Do you disseminate that information to the rest, or?
No, they don't need to know that.
All right. So you walk about a mile, and off in the distance, you've noticed the forest has gotten thicker and thicker as you've gone. And it's getting kind of dark. Sun isn't going down, but it's a dark forest. Off in the distance, you see two light torches and a bunch of goblins just standing around.
Ooh, well, wouldn't you know it? I speak goblin.
They're all just chattering at each other. They're not really standing guard. They're not really paying attention. But there's a stairway that goes down into this place.
Let us be a bit stealthy,
what? There's no stairway
friends?
To heaven? Lame.
Okay, all so right. I'm going to stop everyone and be like, hey, yo, I can talk to these guys. Let me just talk to them first. Like, let's see if we can, like, get in without having to beat the crap out of a bunch of little goblins, okay?
I'm gonna step off to the side and just hide in the woods near the camp for the moment.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna hide. Make me a stealth check. I'm a stealth. Yeah, I'm gonna
Everyone
stealth.
Everyone who's stealth and give me a stealth check.
Cool.
Modified 20.
4.
19, 20. 21. Modified 21.
Who got the 4?
I did.
Your name?
Character or non?
Probably just
that's gray,
come
right?
on.
Okay.
Gray.
Yeah. 4. Ian, you got a modified 20, and Marcel, you got a modified 21.
Yep.
Alright.
Okay, at this point, I'm gonna walk up to the goblins, and in goblins say, hey friends, how's it going? And how do they respond?
So, the 20 goblins all turn and look at you.
Can I make... Do I have to make a charisma check or something so they don't, you know, murder me?
Go ahead and give that a try.
Persuasion?
Yeah.
Good, I have a +6 to that. So, that's a natural 1.
Jesus Christ.
So the goblins look at you. And they say in Goblin, Kingmaker.
Oh God. At this point, them having said that, I am going to... How far away am I from them?
How close did you get?
Well, I wanted to stay within, like, about 20 feet from everybody else in the group, not very far from them. So how close would that get me?
So they're probably about good 40 feet from you now.
40 feet. Okay. So I am going to pull out my light crossbow and shoot one. Yeah, what?
Well, I'm going to give you a surprise personally.
Okay, they say Kingmaker, and it didn't sound very nice, so I'm just going to shoot it.
I can't fault your logic. So, you're looking to hit an armor class of 15.
Okay, that is a 19.
Okay, so, which one were you aiming for?
Do any of them look specifically like a leader or a shaman?
No.
Than the nearest one to me.
Okay.
And
roll damage.
Is 6 damage.
Wolfie, how many are there in that little tribe or whatever that the...
20 that you can see.
Okay, thank you. And I'm
I shoot and then just start yelling, it didn't work!
Jesus Christ! Breath weapon! Breath weapon! How far away are they?
They're 40 feet from him. So
they're 60 from
back.
You.
Yeah. They're six. Jesus Christ! Why? Shit.
One of the goblins pulls out a horn and blows it. Everyone roll initiative.
Oh, oh shit! Oh god.
Oh,
I'm not sorry. Six.
Six. Okay.
18.
I got six too.
That is a 10 for initiative. For me.
Two initiative. Initiative two.
Okay. I guess I gotta roll the goblins then.
That would help.
Oh dear god.
Did you get a nat 20?
Yep.
Death by that.
Wait, can they see us? I mean, those of us who are stealth.
The
right now?
The ones that are great, they can clearly see you.
Yep.
I didn't even bother. I'm 6'10". It's not gonna work.
Brendan, what was your initiative 10?
Yeah. I'm about to become a pin cushion.
You were six.
Yep.
Mine was two.
What was everyone else's?
Mine was two.
Mine was a 16.
What for what?
Initiative?
I rolled altogether 18 in total.
18. Okay.
Yeah.
Three, four, five, six. So I've got six including the goblins. Am I missing anyone? I've got Gray, Wilmer, Ian, Marcel, Brendan.
I think that's everyone.
Did you get my 16?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
So Ian, Marcel, hold on. Yeah, they don't see you.
Thank goodness.
They have no clue you're there. So, Gray, Wilmer, and Brendan, they see you.
All right.
Okay. So, let's see here. Get back to their stats. Cool. Got it.
This is gonna be fun.
So let's see here. There. So the one you shot and five others, Brendan, are going to shoot at you with their short bows.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh god.
I have a high AC, it's fine.
What's your 18. Armor class? Okay. They all miss.
Yeah.
Arrows literally land right in front of you. So range is 80. Gray.
Yeah.
Five more goblins, they're going to advance 30 feet, and then they're going to shoot at you.
Okay.
Are all these goblins in, like, one line?
No. They're, okay. They kind of dot out in a very large area. So that's a 16?
That hits.
Okay. Five, seven, 30 points of damage.
I'm completely dead.
Whoa!
That's double, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You had a bad day. You were a pincushion.
Jesus.
Like, if it goes double over, that's, like, completely dead, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That...
Oh, no, Bobby!
I wouldn't worry too much about it, though.
Okay, I get it.
Tipping anything.
Wait, I can spare the dying.
I can spare the dying. I can do it.
I spare the dying as a cantrip.
It's not your turn yet. It's still the goblins.
I know.
Okay. Wait, let me look up spare the dying.
Oh, no, you have to touch a living creature. He's just fully dead.
Yeah, I'm fully dead.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, you're fully dead? Never mind.
More than 18 damage killed me.
Okay, never mind. Because, I was going to use spare the dying myself.
Like, and then I couldn't have done a reaction, right?
Nope.
Okay.
Don't worry too much about it. Wilmer.
Mm-hmm.
Another five goblins is advancing on you, and they're going to fire their short bows at you.
All right.
They got a 4.
They
and then the other... other five, they're going to dash and surround you, Brendan.
Yeah.
They come hate at you. Me. They hate you with a passion.
So that's the 20 goblins. All right. Everyone make me a perception check really quick.
All right.
Jeez, just a
1. Natural 1.
Perception.
Okay.
Perception.
Modified 20.
Zero.
Jesus Christ.
I rolled a 1 and I have minus 1 perception.
Oh no.
Wilmer, you spot these two like shadow shapes.
Mm-hmm.
The one goes rushing towards one of the five goblin sets, and the five goblins all just kind of fall over and die for some strange reason. You don't see why. They're just dead.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you look over at Gray, there is something standing over him, and Gray, you regain 40 hit points.
Okay.
Hello?
Is everything
hello?
Still there?
Yeah, I'm still there. I'm waiting for whatever's going on.
I went
on
downstairs
in the
for a moment, so I'm just like
Same here. Okay, cool. I just wanted to make sure. So that happens. Whose turn is it next?
But it regained 40 hit points, you meant I'm back to life with full HP, right?
Yeah, you're fully healed, you're back to life for some strange reason. You have no clue what happened. Wilmer has saw a shape standing over you, but that's it.
Hi, everyone. This is Wilmer, the dragonborn of our group. And as you saw from all those weird and stupid things that happened in part one of this session, this is session one, obviously, and this is our first ever podcast. So this is part one of that session, and we'll be cutting these into one-hour clips to hopefully... make them bite-sized for listeners. But yeah, this is our first ever podcast, and this is our first ever recording of a campaign and everything, so we'll be facing some technical difficulties and everything, but we hope you stick along while we handle all of this. But yeah, we hope you enjoyed, and our great DM Wolfie has made this campaign for all of us, and we have a great time playing it, and we hope you have a great time listening to it. So yeah. Thank you.